Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Wake it up, wake it up,
wake it up, wake it up. Chet Buchanan and the Morning Zoo on 98.5 KLUC.
I apologize because the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, is here, and we'll get to him in literally in 10 seconds. I'm going to be in so much trouble if I do not tell you to take advantage of Mako's 45th birthday celebration of the lowest prices of the year, and that an enamel paint job is just $245. I will be in so much trouble if I do not remind you to go to mako-lasvegas.com to book your free estimate today or call 702-643-2434. I would be in ridiculous amounts of trouble if I did not do that, Gary.
But hey, don't get in trouble.
Now that I have, we can welcome back in the world's greatest psychic.
Yes.
There we are.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great. I'm great. Good morning.
Back on American soil. Where did you celebrate the 4th of July?
The 4th of July, I was actually by a lake in Minnesota. And so it was just really pretty. It was great.
Very good.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Awesome. And no matter where, in fact, he's by that lake in Minnesota right now, just so you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter where Gary is in the world. 1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY. Find out everything you need to know at GarySpivey.com. GarySpiv, like victory, EY.com. I'm shocked. For as many people who screw up how to spell Chet, I'm amazed that even more are able to screw up Spivey.
Yeah, right. Well, it's a southern name. You know, there's a lot of Spiveys in the south, and so but it's kind of a southern name, and it gets messed up. The E gets lost.
Yeah, right. Or there ends up being a B in it or a D. Gary Spidey, I've seen more times. It's bizarre.
Spivey senses. I like that. That could work.
Spivey.
It's bizarre.
Yeah.
Let's start with Paul here really quick. So, Paul, how old's your son?
He's 26.
Oh, okay. So he's full grown adult.
Yes. He had a gland issue that he was treated for about a year ago, and it seems to have corrected itself. And just recently, about a month ago, he goes to the gym, he works out, and he just got a massive excessive tiredness, and it's been with him for about a month now. They're not sure what's causing this. Any idea what Gary thinks what's causing it?
Yeah, it looks like to me that he's taking some supplements or something, and sometimes just a simple supplement, which is, over-the-counter, you get at the health food store, can key in certain endocrine system issues because it sort of works on that level to pump up the testosterone or whatever. And so, but it looks like to me that he took a supplement and it kicked his pituitary gland into sort of a sedated space or something. So that's what I see. And so,
he's having a reaction to that protein stuff he's on, just like I told him. And he's been in denial for almost a year. I said, mm-hmm. You can't take this guy. This is what's causing it. Oh, no, Dad, that's not the case.
Yep. Well, there, you already know.
Dad knows best. Yeah.
And the doctors refuse to believe what I'm saying. They think I'm crazy. I said, guys, I mean,
the only answer. Well, see, here's what happens with doctors. Doctors never have a clue what's in something. And even the medication they give you, do they really understand that medication? If I read the number, it would be 8 out of 10 times no. They don't understand the compounds that create this and what happens if you mix those compounds with other compounds or other medications. Then it goes into they don't understand it to like 1,000 times over. So see, you can't ever go along that theory that they get it because, I'm sure they do their best and they're wonderful, but they don't get that thing many times, I see. So there you are. That's the problem.
Okay, thank you so much.
That's like parental psychic powers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
he knew.
He was lasered in. He was locked in. You just confirmed what he already knew.
Yeah, right. He was totally on it.
That's nuts. So, Leslie, what this says here is foster son for 10 months. What does that say? What does that mean?
I've had him for 10 months, and just went to court to DVR his mom's rights from her and was supposed to actually find out either Friday or Monday if he is going to be in my forever home where he wants to be. So.
Oh, wow. Gary, what do you see?
Yeah, well, how old is he?
He's six.
Okay. I heard most of the time, but maybe a little part of the time not. And so it's not, maybe you don't get everything you want, but mostly what you want. That's what I see.
Right.
Is it like, okay. Is it like that, Leslie, where it's like a divorce where the mom can have partial custody?
No, what it is I'm a foster parent and they're trying to get him to be where he can be adopted. And that's what I want to do. So that's, we're supposed to find out if either he's going to go back to his mom or he's going to get to stay here with me.
Right. And but adopted, you mean like you'll adopt him?
Yes.
Well, I think you can do this. And it looks like that you'll be able to do this with a compromise of some sort that she may be able to see him on holidays or something. So it's some weird compromise there to where she will go along with this if you do that. And so don't be totally negative at not having communication with her. And so you might, figure that out with the attorneys. But is she a little crazy? She's a little crazy. But I see that it's a dance. In other words, you're going to have to dance through this a bit. But I believe you'll win if you stay with it. So there we are.
Yeah, well, what happened is we've gone to court now, and we're just waiting on the judge to make a decision.
It won't be exactly everything you want, but almost everything you want. And so that's what I see. That's how I see it. And you'll get it when he makes his decision. Then you'll know what you got to do. But you'll be able to dance through it and win is what I'm seeing. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck, Leslie.
All right. Good luck.
All right.
Sometimes it's funny. And so I was talking to this friend of ours. You'll remember her. Sorry for everybody else. I was explaining to Spence. Our buddy in Daytona Beach, Kaylee.
Yeah.
Remember her with the big curly hair?
I do.
She... was so excited to have Gary on today, and there was a scheduling snafu. So Gary was going to make his first appearance on this show in Daytona Beach, Florida today. And she was calling me last night, freaked out. She's like, oh my God, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know what questions should we ask? And I said, well, stay away from the vague, what's my future like? Because that sucks for everybody.
Right.
It's, it's like, how much time do you have? For Gary to try to explain that, and then I said, the one thing you've got to watch out for, don't get weirded out if the answer doesn't make perfect sense right away, because I fully expect Leslie to call us back like next week and go, oh my God, I totally get it now, because how many times does that happen?
Happens all the time.
Like the time I lost Gary. Remember when I lost my camera?
Oh yeah,
back before you could take pictures on your phone. And Gary's like, it's in a vehicle. I'm like, shut up. We've looked at every vehicle. What are you talking about, vehicle? No. It's like in the middle somewhere. All right, go look at my Jeep. Oh, there's the camera. Yeah. Makes no sense whatsoever. But there it is. So sometimes you just gotta hold on to that for a minute. Because you could tell Leslie's going, this guy's full of it.
Yeah, well, it's got to be. Well, see, sometimes too, when you're reading something psychically, you're in the middle of a dance, and the answer is not a simple yes or a no. The answer is keep dancing through it. And so she's in a dance here, and so she's got to dance with that other side over the custody thing or over the adoption thing, and she's got to dance for a little while. And so she can't just, stick to her guns and not dance a little. But if she dances, I see her dancing right on through. And so that's really what it is. And we're in a dance. I think everybody's in a dance.
Yeah. I believe the quote has been attributed to Winston Churchill, if you're going through hell, keep on going.
Good.
Hey, Grace.
Hey.
Hey, what's wrong with your husband?
I don't know.
What's wrong with it? What's wrong with this guy? Does he not realize what he has?
I guess.
We don't know each other. You say he's been distant lately?
Yeah. mean, we moved, we bought a house about a year ago or so. A few months after that, we had our son. You know, we have a couple other kids from previous relationships, and it's just kind of, like I said, been pretty distant, and I don't really know what's going on with him. He doesn't really like to talk, so I'm just kind of wondering.
You seem kind of low-key, too. Are you guys generally kind of low-key?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's what I see. I see he's tired. He's totally exhausted. Is he working a lot?
Yes. We work a lot. He actually runs our business right now. So.
Okay. But he's a 12-hour-a-day guy, right?
Yeah, or more.
Or more. Okay, 14, 18 sometimes. Okay, mm-hmm. Let me catch, you know, you got to really listen to this. He's a 12, 14, 18-hour-a-day guy. He's doing the work of, when I read it, four people. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, he's tired. I mean, he's tired, and he's doing all this to pull everything off for the family. And does he feel appreciated from the family? Not at all. And then when I tell you that, you go, well, what about me? That's what you're doing in your head right now, right?
Sort of, yeah.
Sort of, or yes? You're doing that in your head, right?
I do that.
Yeah, you just did it right then, because I could see in your head. Oh. And so you're making it about you for just a minute in time. And I know you are working hard as well. But he just needs to feel appreciated. And when you don't appreciate your spouse, or then your spouse soon won't appreciate you, you lose what's called the infinity energy, and that's that magic. And so all you got to do is appreciate him for a little while and get the kids to appreciate him too, and go to a little trouble to do this. And you'll find that when you do that, and if you do it for, let me read, 4 weeks, do it for a month, and you'll have everything back wonderful again. And he'll feel great, but he's not getting replenished with any energy because he's just exhausted from working himself to death for the family. That's what he's got in his head. So he's a great guy. Nothing wrong. Appreciate him, and you'll see it'll all come back around, and then he'll appreciate you. But he won't appreciate you for about 4 weeks because it'll take him that long to get to where his brain works again. So good luck, okay?
Okay, thank you.
What's this business?
It's lawn stuff.
Oh, God. Yeah, he's exhausted. Do you know it's 100 million degrees out there?
Yeah, definitely.
It's a billion degrees. All right, well, hang in there. Just be nice to him.
Appreciate him.
Yeah, be nice to him. He'll be nice to you.
Okay.
Yeah, all right, then. We'll see you.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Bye.
I imagine their slogan is, we're passionate about lawns.
My man's tired. You're Gary, you're right.
It's a tough gig.
Tired. It seemed like a pretty easy day, and I think we should just leave it right here.
Like it.
All right.
All right, then. Go enjoy your lake.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you later. Bye, buddy. Yeah, anybody else want to talk to the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey? You should call 1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY. Or check out the website at GarySpivey.com.
Chet Buchanan in the Morning Zoo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.